Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Am I going to be a bad teammate in this moment? Yes, I am. Because John Lopez, I'm Reginald Attitude, let's figure
it out. Say what you're going to say, because I know what you're going to say.
John Lopez, just in the break, was like, I love this song, the song that's in our intro. He was like, what's it called again?
I was going to say Tops Fall, which is even worse. Is it called Tops Fall?
Well, technically, the top did fall.
Yeah, it did fall. Yeah. It just, but it was intentional. So it was.
Is
drop.
That the most old tops man drop. Thing I've done in the last month?
Oh, it can't yeah. be. It can't be.
Isn't it called Tops Fall?
No, that can't be it. I'm sure there's another one. But
to
yeah.
me, it's Tops Fall.
Always salute Pat, and salute to you hanging out with us on a Wednesday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. It feels like there's a lot of activity around the notion of Kevin Durant being traded as opposed to like actual action towards the possibility mm-hmm. of him being traded. But we still are on Kevin Durant watch generally. In fact, just yesterday when we were at the Kim Davis's signing for yeah. her new book that came out, I encourage people to go look for that. Go mm-hmm. buy it. But I was talking with someone else. I think it was actually Sarge. I was talking to Sarge and just like, all right, well, we started chopping it up about the possibility of KD and the fit and all of the things that we've had talking about. And that's what it feels like has been, just a lot of conversations at that level of, you know, just a couple of guys talking hoop, but also at the, like, you know, the actual reporting level that we've gotten so much in this way. And it still feels like the Rockets are probably like the leader in the clubhouse, but it feels like the clubhouse is pretty empty just generally on this. The Spurs are reported to mm-hmm. kind of be in this place where they are not necessarily looking to push all that aggressively. Maybe they are seeming like they are going to kind of continue to work with this young crew and maybe operate where they continue to look for, you know, what might happen at the trade deadline or further on if Jaylen Brown comes free yeah. or Giannis becomes a little bit more accessible. But, I mean, where are you at this point? Because, I mean, there's been a lot more reporting and some interesting stuff on what the Rockets would and would not do as mm-hmm. well.
It's what you want to believe. Pick five different searches with Kevin Durant, five different websites. You get five different answers right now. That's where we are. There's it's so unsure right now. The Rockets, I actually looked this morning, they're tied for the best odds to get Kevin Durant.
Right.
The Spurs were last week. The Rockets are today. Who knows who's going to be tomorrow? And then you start looking at some of these, and not just aggregators, like legit NBA writers, you know, that are deep in with the general managers and clubs and agents and everything else. You'll find five different opinions on exactly how it's fallen right now. So what do you believe? I believe this. And I think this is, and I'm getting it from the fact that you can look at five different places and find five different answers. I feel like, number one, every team involved is trying to lowball the Suns. You know, they're trying to get away with...
As they should.
You're right, 100%. And number two, I do feel like Kevin Durant, because of all that, already knows where he wants to go. But his agent is telling him, let's just hold off and see what we can get in terms of, you know, down the road, et cetera, contracts and all that. I think he already knows.
I'm not even certain in that regard because, mm-hmm. I mean, there's been reporting that the Suns might trade him to the Timberwolves, who seem to be the most eager to try and get something done, even though I don't mm-hmm. think that that's a place that Kevin Durant actually want to play. This is Brian Windhorst, who is, you know, a senior NBA reporter, insider for ESPN, on one of the latest kind of aspects of the Kevin Durant trade and, as you were talking about, maybe the lack of offers that the Suns enjoy.
Where do you think Durant ends up, Brian?
It's a real stare down. You know, Desmond Bane got traded for 4 first-round picks, and I see people saying, oh my God, if Desmond Bane gets traded for 4 first-round picks, Kevin Durant's got to be you got to get 6 first-round picks. No, you're not going to get that great of a package because the team paying for it isn't sure what Durant's going to do necessarily. And the teams that Durant wants to go to, Houston and San Antonio, for example, they're leery of paying a huge amount for a 37-year-old. Their whole teams are in their early to mid-20s.
Right.
You know? So you don't have alignment in making everybody getting on the same page. You know, what Durant wants, what the Suns need, what the teams want to pay.
Right.
With the contract. I would not rule out the Suns not being able to get a trade they like and having to make a decision. Like, do we not trade him at all?
I mean, that's not going to happen. He's going to get traded. I would almost put it in. At 100%, he's going to get traded. The other interesting thing to me from a Rockets perspective, which, of course, is what we are most interested in, is like Jalen Green all of a sudden is becoming like an albatross.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To some degree, yeah. I don't know how far I get to that space because I think the idea and the reporting that I think you're leaning on.
We'll give you Jalen Green. No, we're good.
Well, the idea is that the Suns have already done the due diligence on maybe finding another place for him to land. And mm-hmm. I think that speaks specifically to if they're trading Kevin Durant, they know they can't get off of mm-hmm. Bradley Beal, who is a shooting guard / small forward. And then Devin Booker would remain because that's the part that they want to keep and foundationally build around. He's a point guard, shooting guard, he's a combo guard. Mm-hmm. Where do you then put a Jalen Green with the number of minutes that you would expect from a player like him? It does not necessarily fit in what you're trying to do, so they'd want to move him on. The interesting part is finding the other place to house him. And there are some teams that'd be interested in, but would that necessarily work out in the way that you want?
See, that's the thing.
Do you feel like it's the contract, too? The contract kind of play a part of it, too?
Not really.
It's manageable?
Yeah, not really. I get your point on that, but we have to also realize we are in a small man era of the NBA. You can have Jalen Green. If he were good enough, if he was that transcendent a player, they would not say, nah, we'll try to move him on. Like you know, you play 3-6-6 guys, 3-6-4 guys a lot in the NBA. I mean, an awful lot. So I get your point, and it might be a factor to some degree. But if he were that, you know, sort of attractive, they would take him.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem like the Rockets are all that ready to move on from. This is actually Kelly Eco on the Rockets Collective podcast. Shout out to those fellas getting things going recently. This is him talking about kind of the Rockets' perspective of the Kevin Durant everything, to be honest.
They don't want to lose Tari and Jabari, like, for obvious reasons. Those guys are really integral parts of the Ime Udoka's system. In terms of what they're willing to package together for Kevin Durant, it's kind of tough to say. I mean, for me, trying to read the tea leaves, it seems to me, and this is just me, that they would be just trying to match salary. And it seems to me that they would be trying to explore a way to get KD while keeping Jalen, if that makes sense.
This is so interesting to me. It just is. A player like Kevin Durant, older, obviously, but still, as we've discussed, you know, a lot, able to do the things we're seeing on TV right now,
right.
In fact, almost at will. It's as if the Rockets are saying, yeah, we want him. Yeah, we're willing to give up something, but not that, and that. And I mentioned this to you, you know, before the show. It's an old adage, but it's absolutely as true now as it ever was. If it doesn't hurt, it's probably not a good trade because it has to hurt to get a big-time transcendent player like that. And I don't know how much the Rockets are willing to hurt a little bit on this.
I mean, and that may... I feel like there's some of that, but I would probably lean into the idea that it's probably more of a market consideration thing where they look up and they go, if we don't have to pay a lot, if we don't have to make it hurt,
right,
you
does that.
I think, and if I had to put percentages on it, I think that it feels almost like it's a 70%. The Rockets are looking around like we don't have to mm-hmm. put up something that's really, really big in order to get this, because what you would be, get out of it is you're in a bad place. You're in a place where mm-hmm. you can't have a lot of maneuverability because of the contractual situations that you're in. And so we don't have to give up a lot. And it maybe is 30% on the idea mm-hmm. of what you were talking about, where it's like, we don't want to inconvenience ourselves. But I mean, it all is starting to feel like, and of course this deal, if they want to get it done, the Suns do, and deadlines do make deals. So we're getting closer and closer to that trade, or, you know, the artificial trade deadline of the NBA draft, which is the 25th, which would kind of generate for teams, you know, a reason, especially the Suns, if mm-hmm. they want to get picks that they use in what is supposed to be a really strong draft. We're getting closer to that, to the point where I'm starting to wonder if Kevin Durant does get traded in a way that Windhorst talks about. Are you good with that outcome of the idea of the Rockets going, we're going with the same mm-hmm. idea of what we have, and here goes Reed Shepard getting more minutes, maybe more opportunities to be your point guard, and we start pushing in that direction?
I would be good with it. How many times are you going to be able to put together a team where players on that squad take such a leap in a year that they need to? Is Jalen Green, what's he going to be in the postseason if they get there? You know, how much better and more impactful is Jabari going to be? Tari Eason, just go down the list. I would be good with it, but I'd also be very cautious with it.
I would be a little cautious yeah. for the simple fact of the coaching, because I think you got to find some type of offensive identity
yeah.
if you're going to run this team back, man. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like KD would be kind of the makeup a little bit mm-hmm. where he could come in, he could do what he do.
Yeah.
But as far as the offense totally, I feel like they got to find something else on the coaching side too.
I agree. I think that's something that would be a development, but seems like they're in this place where they're trying to make it happen with just a little bit. And I think that there's an opportunity, though. I think that there's particular kind of trades that you could put up. I saw someone kind of hypothesize, would those picks be so valuable to Phoenix and the freedom that they get from the maneuverability in salary cap mm-hmm. relief, that they would take something that is built around Dylan Brooks in the number 10 pick? So maybe a couple of their picks yeah. back in return. Dylan Brooks, maybe like a Jock Landale to help you get to the yeah. salary. Maybe you trade Aaron Holiday, who is already seeming like he'll be less involved as Reed Shepard gets more opportunity. So that's a pick that, I mean, that's a haul of players that centers around Dylan Brooks. I think that would suck defensively for you as mm-hmm. a team, but give you more opportunity to play the likes of Jabari and Tari and, you know, move on Dylan Brooks. But, I mean, that'd be the Suns getting Dylan Brooks as the main haul and an opportunity to draft some yeah. players yeah. and use their picks and, you know, be... That would be incredible if the Suns took it, and it'd be even bigger if the Rockets were able to get a player like Kevin Durant, and they only, and I say only with all due respect mm-hmm. to Dylan Brooks, but only really give up Dylan Brooks from a rotation.
No, oh, yeah, and draft picks. I mean, that's where they want. I mean, they just want to dump some draft picks. That's it.
Yeah, and yeah. so I'm really intrigued by that idea. I just wonder, can you get Phoenix to the point where they're so desperate that they're willing to take a trade compensation mm-hmm. like that?
Because yeah.
that would be the ultimate win. Ultimate. Like, that would be a huge Rafael Stone win on the offseason.
Do y'all see Phoenix kind of holding tight and maybe waiting to the trade deadline or yes. something like that?
Yes, they can afford to.
I feel like...
They can afford to. To the trade deadline, for sure. For sure, at least to the deadline.
Yeah, especially yeah. the way everybody
people
is kind of...
happy feet, man.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people is kind of tight, unless the yeah. three teams that... that somebody else outside of the three teams mm-hmm. come with a big offer and be like, whoa, okay, I take that offer. But I can see them holding tight.
Well, yeah. the thing about holding tight is, again, Kevin Durant, expiring contract. If people are a little bit uneasy of taking on a 37-year-old with an expiring contract in the offseason, how much more so are they at the trade deadline of doing that, especially when it's that much more of a rental?
But if you one piece away, if you're the Rockets and you second in the NBA or something like that, and you just need that one person, you might give up a little more.
Yeah.
If you feel like that's going to take you to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And that's giving up an entire another season for the Phoenix Suns at that point, because, again, it feels like they're not able to maneuver and put together a team that would do anything as it's currently configured. So I feel like there's a level of desperation, and the next week is going to be real interesting because, as they say, deadlines make deals, and the time is indeed ticking. I'm so intrigued to see just what actually comes of this, because we've been following this for a good long time at this point. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. The hoop that was being talked about, not hypothetically, but on the court, was actually WNBA yesterday, and it's because they were scrapping. Sophie Cunningham got into a little bit of her enforcer bag, and with that being the case, that got us thinking. Who is your all-time favorite bodyguard? Sports, non-sports? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.